WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. This is Josh Behrman, and Otto Conrad is here also. Hello, Otto.
Hello, Josh.
And you were just listening to Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk, and now it's time for Edge of Americana, and once again we have a non-format, free-for-all, unthemed program.
Just good old time.
We didn't consult one another before we started, and so we're going to have a bunch of whimsy for you tonight, and we're going to start with one of my favorite tracks from Earl Johnson. Here they are doing Arkansas Traveler, although I believe that he calls it Way Down in Georgia. You can give us a call, 649-9737, if you would like, or you can check out the playlist at WRIR.org. Get on with the music, and we'll talk more in a bit.
Well, I believe I'll get tired of this place. I'll go over to Arkansas and see my old friend Red a while. Say, old man, where does this road go to?
Boy, I've been living over here 3 years, and I have never seen it go nowhere yet.
I know you don't understand me. I don't know where the thing forks at.
That's well, it don't fork. It splits all of his on top of that hill over there.
How about this creek over here? It's hit very deep.
Water all the way to the bottom.
How'd the potatoes turn out?
Hell, they never turned out. Me and Sal dug them out.
How the clay of your corn looks mighty little and yeller.
Well, I planted the yellow kind.
I know, but looks that stuff, you ain't gonna get a half a crop over it.
Well, fool, I'm working on haze.
Red, you got mighty dry eats around your house.
Well, there's plenty of water over there. Get it and wet it.
Ain't you got no knives?
No, sir.
Ain't you got no fork?
No, sir.
How do you do then?
Tolerable well, thank you. How are you?
How long you been living in here anyway?
You see that mountain over there?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a hell of a hole in the ground now. Come here.
Mighty windy. Does the wind blow this way all the time?
Well, hell no. It blows in this other way sometime.
I wish you'd head that cow for me, please.
She's done headed.
Well, turn her then, turn her.
Fool, she's done turned, the hair sides out.
It's like you could speak to her.
Good morning, cow.
Red, this don't be much difference between you and a fool, don't we? I'll tell you the truth.
Well, just to get tired, all I see between me and Earl Johnson.
Yeah, I see. Sort of a cut-up, ain't you?
No, sir. I'm a Ford cutout, wide open.
Drag. Playing the bandbox feels good to me. I ain't lazy and I ain't weak. Let the bandbox squeal and scream. On the vine, pumpkins in the pumpkin patch, doing mighty fine. Long time coming, long time gone. Playing the bandbox and a bandbox song. Playing the bandbox all night long. Playing the bandbox, I get along. Playing the bandbox, a little rag. Playing the bandbox, don't let it drag. Said Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Where will the wedding supper be? Where will
will win suburbia, huh? Where will win suburbia, way down yonder the holler tree, What will win suburbia, huh? What will win suburbia, huh? What will a wedding supper be? Two butter beans and a black-eyed pea. Uncle Rat come riding home, Uncle Rat come riding home, Uncle Rat come riding home. Who's been here since I've been gone? A nice young man with a mustache on, Nice young man with a mustache on, Nice young man with a mustache on, he wants me to be his very own, First come in was a little white moth, First come in was a little white moth, First come in was a little white moth spreading down the tablecloth. Next come in was a bumblebee. Next come in was a bumblebee. Next come in was a bumblebee. Put his banjo on his knee. Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf, Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf, Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf, you won't need a more, you say it yourself,
Oh, Froggy went a-courtin'.
That was Alton Stitcher there.
Got some information about that, Otto? You said you wanted to talk
about
it.
Well, yeah, actually, just the song for a second. I didn't know this, but this song is actually, it goes back to the 16th century. It's a British Isle song.
Oh.
And Alton Stitcher is a recording artist who had a career in the 30s and 40s. He was sort of in that wave of brother bands from that time period. And then he spent most of his life thereafter working in a mill in Carrollton, Georgia. And got rediscovered basically in the early 2000s. And this is a song from a collection of his, basically, I think it's his home recordings.
Yeah. Well, that's a song that as a child we used to sing a lot.
He's got a really nice, distinctive voice. There's a sweetness to his voice that's very nice.
Before that, we had Fred Van Epps accompanied by either his brother or his son. I'm not entirely sure. On piano, Robert Van Epps. Doing a tune called The Ragtime Oriole, and that's actually from a recording of Fred Van Epps' last recording sessions, still in New Jersey at the Van Epps Labs. Fred Van Epps, besides being a featured banjo player, was also an employee of Thomas Edison back in the turn of the 20th century and worked on some of the very earliest recordings and was kind of in one of Edison's house bands. And but that one, so, you know, he recorded, he had pretty much a 50-year recording career, or 50-plus. I mean, since he was there at the very beginning and then up into the 1950s, he was still recording some. So that's a pretty interesting track to me. And
before that, we had some guys from my hometown. We had the group called the Brother Boys, Ed Snodderly and Eugene Wolf are their names. They had some other musicians playing with them. That's on Sugar Hill. And doing a song called, I believe it's playing the Bandbox or the Band.
The Bandbox, yeah. And Ed Snodderly, if any, for those who either, you know, travel around to listen to music or play music in different places, Ed Snodderly is also the booking agent and I don't know if he's the owner, but he's
very closely connected with the Down
Home. With the Down Home in Johnson City, which is a pretty renowned venue.
Yeah. Eugene Wolf has a little bit of an interesting story behind him, too. He's a graduate of UT Theaters, which is where I graduated from, and Eugene was a classmate of an actor named David Keith, who's famous for being the guy that hangs himself in the movie Officer and a Gentleman, starring Richard Gere.
How about that? And we started it with Earl Johnson doing the Arkansas Traveler, not way down in Georgia at all. I had that incorrectly labeled, as sometimes it happens. You can blame me for being ignorant, and we'll just leave it there. So we'll just keep moving right on. Like we said, it's just a mixed bag, so feel free to give us a call if you want to hear anything in particular. If we have it, we will play it. And the number is 804-649-9737. This is Edge of Americana. And right now, how about we hear Riley Puckett doing a song he recorded February 5th, not too long from now, but 1940. So, yes, actually kind of long from now. But this is O Johnny O.
Oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you are near, I can't sit still a minute. I just, oh, Johnny, pray tell me, do what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, that's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh.
Jubilee. This jubilee is entitled John the Revelator. Tell me, who was that writing?
John the Revelator.
Who was that writing?
John the Revelator.
What was John writing?
Well, he's writing revelations. He's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Tell me, who was that a writing?
John the Revelator.
Oh, who was that a writing?
Oh, John the Revelator.
What was John a writing?
Well, he's writing revelations. He's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Old man Isaiah, he spoke about the coming of the Messiah. Before he left, he's a home on high. Matthew of the gospel, he heard a man cry. Said, Jesus is born, he surely must die. They clothed my Lord in the gospel robe. They led him on down to the judgment hall. They cut that little fella, the high presenter, with my God until the break of day. Then John, he looked over Calvary Hill. He said he heard a rumble like a chariot wheel. What, John, what do it mean? People got a trumpet, won't blow so loud. The saints is going to ride up to him on a cloud. The stars up in heaven is all coming down. The dead is going to get up and walk all around. The sea is going to boil and cause a flood. The moon is going to drip away into blood. The sun is going to come up to hide a face. The rock's going to cry over hiding place. Then John, he looked over Calvary Hill. He said he heard a rumble like a chariot wheel. Well, John, what you and me. A sight to the blind, a dumb is gonna talk, a lame is going to pick up the bit and walk. Whoa, John, put down that pin, stop that a-writing to the dying men. Tell me, who was that a-writing?
John the Revelator.
Who was that a-writing?
Oh, John the Revelator.
What was John a-writing?
Well, he's writing Revelations. Oh, he's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Pro Bono Clearinghouse, a service of the Greater Richmond Bar Foundation, offers pro bono legal services to nonprofit organizations in the Richmond area. Their volunteer lawyers can provide legal advice and services for an organization's clients or for the organization itself. For more information, contact Carol Dietrich at the Pro Bono Clearinghouse at 804-780-2600 or cdietrich@richmondbar.org.
And WRIR's programming is made possible by the generous support of Import Auto House. Import Auto House, serving the Richmond community for 40 years, is locally owned and provides maintenance and repair of Asian, British, and European cars by certified technicians at three locations, including 6316 West Broad Street in the near West End. Import Auto House can be reached at 804-673-9171 and on the web at importautohouse.com. And this is your host, Otto, and I'm here with
Josh Behrman, and we are playing a mixed bag of everything that was a real up-tempo version of a tune. I know it as Shaking Down the Acorns. They refer to it as Shaking Off the Acorns, and that's from a Mike Seeger album, the third annual Farewell Reunion. He recorded a few albums that were the first, second, third. I think there's four or even five of those albums that are all the annual Farewell Reunions, and it's just him with his various friends and family members, and that was Dave Grant, the L7s, and Mike Seeger.
Before that, we had the Great Dixie Hummingbirds doing John the Revelator.
Tell me about the Dixie Hummingbirds, please.
Well, I can tell you that they were formed in 1941. They're a gospel group, of course, from, I'm going to pronounce this correctly here, from Havre de Grace, Maryland.
Yeah, or Havre de Grasse, depending.
Havre de Grasse.
Havre de Grasse.
That was a ringer, Josh. You knew that was coming.
I did.
You?
That's at the very top of the Chesapeake Bay, actually, Havre de Grasse.
They, what's interesting about them, actually, as I look at these liner notes here, they have an overlap with Billie Holiday, because in 1942 they were playing at the New York Cafe Society Club alongside the Golden State Quartet and Billie Holiday. So they're definitely a Northeastern liberal darling band.
Uh-huh. And was it Riley Puckett was before that with Oh Johnny O, and that – so just a little three-song set. And just a little more on the Dixie Hummingbirds there. Otto got that from a Field Recording Collective CD. And we'll probably hear a lot more from the Field Recording Collective tonight, as well as kind of every night, because there's a lot of really amazing stuff that they're putting out. And Ray Alden, who started the Field Recorders Collective and who was a collector of tunes and an ethnographer himself, just recently passed. And so it's he before he did, you know, among the many things that he did to preserve old-time music, starting this particular record label is a big part of it, because a lot of what he is putting on here, actually, I was talking about this to a woman named Nancy Slies last summer. She's a banjo player she lives down near Mount Airy, North Carolina, and she was discussing how it's funny because a lot of the stuff that they're putting out on that label, she and her friends and, you know, people of kind of a slightly older generation than myself who play old-time music would just pass around as tapes that they had, you know, Uncle Norm Edmonds and all of these old recordings. And so to have them cleaned up with minor amounts of liner notes, but just kind of so readily available to people like myself is quite handy, I have to say.
Yeah, it's great music. And we're going to go to a new band now, actually.
Okay,
we're going to play something by the band called the Manhattan Valley Ramblers. And I'll just say one of the members of this band, a guy named John Sarian, I met actually at my friend Wayne Henderson's house on one of my visits down there, as I want to do. And John is a very talented mandolin and banjo player and sings in a lovely tenor. And he gave me a copy of this CD and said, maybe you want to play something on this on our show. And when I popped into my CD player at home, I was just blown away at how good this CD is. It's really great.
So what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a version of Forked Deer.
Forked Deer. Here we are on Edge of Americana. Thank you.
my baby has almost run me crazy. Sometimes I think it out a while. Don't you hear me groaning, a weeping and a moaning, moaning about my sweet baby child. Every morning, noon and night, thinking of my girl back home. And I feel so all alone. Sometimes I want to vacate and ramble and roam. Listen to my whining, for you I'm a-pining. Now, honey, won't you hear my plea? And listen while I'm saying, listen and praying, that you'll come trotting back to me. I mean it, that you'll come trotting back to me. Don't mean maybe, thinking about you, baby. My heart's a palpitating so. When the moon comes a peeping, the blues are a creeping, creeping in my old cabin door. Every night when I retire, I'm down on my knees. I'm a weeping and a praying to the heavens above. Please give my poor heart ease. Oh, yell, the moon's a-peeping, up an alley sleeping, dreaming of you all the while. The heavens are a-gleaming, while of you I'm a-dreaming, dreaming about my sweet baby child. I mean it, dreaming about my baby child.
Thank you.
camp of New Orleans. Got more sweetness than the Navy had Marine. When she starts to shake her hips, Captain, Captain, sink your ship. When she starts to vamp, oh guys, Mama burned my Macintosh ever since that baby came to town. Well, she's turned everything right upside down. Oh boy, full of speed, what she ain't got, she don't need. What a queen, Sadie Green, the vamp of New Orleans. I mean, the vamp of New Orleans. Came to town. She's turned everything right upside down. Oh boy, full of speed. What she ain't got, she don't need. What a queen, Sadie Green, the vamp of New Orleans. I mean, the vamp of New Orleans.
Last Sunday morning, Lord, Lord, Lord. Last Sunday morning, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, my daddy went a hunting. Lord, 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 oh, my daddy went a-hunting. Lord, 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 he went hunting for the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 he went hunting for the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 and he took along his shotgun. Lord, 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 yes, he took along his shotgun. Long, Lord, Lord, and along come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 yes, along come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 well, it's up to his shoulder. Lord, 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 and he pulled back the hammer. Lord, 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 and the gun went to boo-loo. Lord, 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 oh, the gun went to boo-loo. Lord, 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 and down come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 and down come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks of falling. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks of falling. Lord, 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 and they had a feather picking. Lord, 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 oh, your wife and my wife. Lord, 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 he was 9 months a-cooking. Lord, 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 he was 9 months a-cooking. Lord, 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 then they put him on the table. Lord, 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 yes, they put him on the table. Lord, 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 and the knife couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 no, the knife couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 and the fork couldn't stick him. Lord, 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 no, the fork couldn't stick him. Lord, 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 so they took him to the sawmill. Lord, 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 yes, they took him to the sawmill. Lord, 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 and the saw couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 hey, broke the saw's tooth out. Lord, 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 so they took him to the hog pen. Lord, 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 yes, they took him to the hog pen. Lord, 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 and the hogs wouldn't eat him. Lord, 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 no, the hogs wouldn't eat him. Lord, 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 and the last time I seed him. Lord, 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 oh, the last time I seed him. Lord, 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 he is flying o'er the ocean. Lord, 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 he was flying o'er the ocean. Lord, 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 with a long string of goslings. Lord, 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 with a long string of goslings. Lord, 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 they was all going queen quack. Lord, 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 they was all going queen quack. Lord, 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 that's the story of the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 that's the story of the Grey Goose. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord. That's Burl Ives right there, doing Grey Goose, which is I know it as a Lead Belly song. Maybe it's older than Lead Belly. I'm not sure. It
probably is older than Lead Belly, but Burl Ives' version was very popular in the 60s. And actually, I think that's a 1940s recording of it, actually, that he does there. That's off the Fantastic Mr. Fox soundtrack. And Burl Ives is featured on that soundtrack in two or three places. And I'm kind of hoping that there's going to be a Burl Ives renaissance as a consequence of that. When I was a kid, our house was stocked with Burl Ives records, and I spent a lot of time playing these songs, kind of ditties like that. But Burl Ives is an interesting person in the history of, I guess I call folk music, really. He started out as a contemporary of Woody Guthrie's and Pete Seeger's, but during the Red Scare, when he was brought before Congress during the McCarthy hearings, he was one of the individuals that named names, and he named Pete Seeger, who subsequently was blacklisted. And Burl Ives kept his career and went on to act and sing and do all kinds of different things. But in the folk community for years, he was considered persona non grata.
Right. Although, as we were just discussing, Pete Seeger got a lot of mileage out of being, or gets a lot of mileage even today. Now he gets a lot of mileage out of being Pete Seeger. But he definitely rode the blacklisted folk singer thing for all it was worth. And so not a good thing, really, but you can make lemonade, you know, much like actually, I'll go ahead and say this right now. I'm giving later tonight, we'll be giving away tickets to see Zappa play Zappa on Thursday, which I know doesn't necessarily fit with the kind of overall theme of any of the programs that we do here on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, except in as much as I personally am a enormous Frank Zappa fan.
Yeah, I would say, too, that we're not supposed to talk about Josh's band, but I'm going to jump on it for a second. Josh's band has got a different take on old time sometimes, and you could definitely hear the Zappa influence in his music.
Well, and in as much as Zappa was a satirist, you know, there's a lot throughout the history of old time and country music of kind of commenting in one way or another, and sometimes in a silly way, which is what he did, and sometimes in a kind of blue way, which is another thing he did. But anyway, Zappa and his experience with the PMRC was much like Pete Seeger's with the Red Scare.
So and the now, Zappa tickets, when are those going to be given away?
In maybe two or three songs. I'm going to ask a trivia question, and then I will play two songs, and then whoever first calls in with the correct answer will win a pair of tickets to see Zappa play Zappa this Thursday at the Hat Factory. But we've got a little bit of time to go before that. Anyway, before Burl Ives, we had Milton Brown and his musical brownies doing Sadie Green, The Vamp of New Orleans, which is a song that was also recorded in kind of different formats by the Memphis Jug Band. And Sadie Green was kind of a catch-all name for a woman of there are a lot of songs about a woman of ill repute by that name. And before that, we had a lovely guitar piece
by E.C. Ball of Rugby, Virginia, a big influence on Wayne Henderson. That was called Chow Time, and to my ears, to my unsophisticated ears, it sounded like a version of Grandfather's Clock, but it was lovely, whatever it was.
Well, not exactly the same, though. It does feature those harmonics, which is a cute trick, to say the least. And before that, we had the Four Pickled Peppers, from Spray, Virginia.
Five times very quickly, Josh.
Four Pickled Peppers, yeah. From Spray, Virginia. The band was led by Norm Woodleaf, who was actually at one time the guitarist in Charlie Poole's North Carolina Ramblers. And Norman Woodleaf was from Spray, North Carolina. Now it's now called Eden, but that's where Charlie Poole was from as well. But after that, in the late 1930s, he while he was working as a sign painter, actually, he started this new group, the Four Pickled Peppers, with another guitarist named Tal Farlow and a fellow named Lonnie Austin on the fiddle, as well as some other musicians, and they recorded a bunch of these kind of raggy, kind of bluesy sounding music and some gospel music as well. And that one there was Baby Child, so from 1939 Bluebird Sessions. And before that, we started it with the Manhattan Valley Ramblers doing
Forked Deer.
Forked Deer, that old Forked Deer. Well, let's get back to the music here. Let's hear from Al Hopkins and his Buckle Busters And I really like this version of this song, which I always kind of thought was a hoary old chestnut, golden slippers. But this is a really lively version of this song, and I especially like the five string banjo work, which I believe is John Rector playing banjo on this. So let's give it a listen to, and then we'll talk some more.
Golden slippers am laid away, case I ain't gwine to wear 'em till my wedding day. And the long tail coat that I love so well, I'll wear it in the chair in the morning. And the long white robe that I bought last June, I'm gwine to get changed, case it fits too soon. And the old gray horse that I used to drive, I'll hitch it to the chair in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm gwine to wear, case it looks so neat. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm gwine to wear to walk the golden free.
It ain't been tuned since way last fall, but the doctors all say we will have a good time when we ride in the chair in the morning. There's old brother Bill and sister Luce, they will telegraph the news to Uncle Back of Juice. What a great camp meeting that will be that day when we ride in the chair in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm flying where they look so neat. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm flying where the walls are golden free.
Goodbye, chill, and I'll have to go where the rain don't fall and the wind don't blow. And your ulster coat you will not need when you ride in the chariot in the morning. But your golden slippers must be nice and clean, and your age must be just sweet 16. And your white kid gloves you will have to wear when you ride in the chariot in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm flying to wear, cave to look so neat. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm flying to wear. And where the walls are golden free. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm flying to where the walls are golden free.
watch how the paper's in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripes.
His old Fiddlin' John himself with Moonshine Kate. Look out, here she comes. Oh, come and hear my story, the saddest was ever told, of a storm that struck Miami, a town of wealth and gold. Water fell in turn for 9 long hours or more. The wind had blew at 100 miles an hour, swept the shore. Eight hundred dead and many who never will be found. That building that cold wrecked there upon the ground. Ships were wrecked and bodies were carried out to sea. And all is desolated where beauty used to be. Little children lost their parents, and husbands lost their wives. There were thousands torn and bleeding, escaped with just their lives. Was at the midnight hour when those souls were called away.
I started to roam out in the west, no money, no home. I went drifting along with the tide. I landed on the great divide, railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. There you'll find me as the years roll by, railroading on the great divide. Ask any old timer in old Cheyenne, railroading Wyoming, the best in the land. The long steel rails, the short cross ties, I laid across the great divide, railroading on the great divide. nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. There you'll find me as the years roll by, railroading on the Great Divide. The fields, number three coming the fastest on wheels. Through old Laramie she glides with pride and rolls across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but the Rockies and sky.
And there we had another one from
the Manhattan Valley Ramblers, featuring their vocals there.
Yeah, the Railroading on the Great Divide, a Sarah Carter song. And that is from an album. Both that and the Fork of Deer we played half an hour ago are both from an album called Ballads and Barn Burners, which it looks like it's a self-release on a label called Krusty Scone Records, which I think might just be their own record label. And before that, we had Fiddlin' John Carson, and no one's voice sounds like Fiddlin' John Carson's voice. And that was The Storm That Struck Miami from an album called People Take Warning, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs, which is from Tompkins Square Records.
Great label.
Great label. And what was before that? Greg Gaffin?
Yeah, his name is Greg Gaffin, and I'm doing a version of Little Sadie. And for all you punk rock and hardcore fans out there, Greg Gaffin is the lead singer of the great band Bad Religion. He's got a lot of angles to him. He's got a doctorate, I believe, in biology. He teaches, I think, at UCLA. Of course, Bad Religion still releases albums and tours. And he had this little angle. He did an old-time record back in 2007. This is a track from that.
And we started it with Al Hopkins and the Buckle Busters doing Golden Slippers, which I just think is pretty rocking with that banjo and all that good music.
Josh, what is a Buckle Buster?
You know,
what is your idea of a Buckle Buster?
I'm going to assume that, Josh, a Buckle Buster is a meal that you eat.
Okay, a meal. All right.
But I don't know. What do you think a Buckle Buster is? You got any bright ideas?
A meal works. I think that in a variety of contexts it could work. Sure. Buckle Buster is a meal.
Well, you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And you're listening to Edge of Americana. And I'm Josh. And that's Otto.
Hello.
Hello. And we are an hour into our program tonight of just kind of randomness. Another night of randomness. And It's always fun now that it's been fun to have a co-host. It is fun to have a co-host because I don't know. Sometimes I know what Otto's going to play in advance, but tonight we didn't really know, and we had some kind of similar stuff on our set lists, which is serendipitous to say the least. But now let's get down to business. There are tickets to give away. So here's how this is going to work. I'm going to ask a trivia question, and then I'm going to play two songs from string bands doing the music of Frank Zappa. Now, keep in mind, these are not albums that are for release for money, because, of course, the Zappa Family Trust is very, very protective of his music, and they do not look kindly upon people recording it without very specific permission, or at least recording for sale. So these are both live recordings of two different bands just playing them, and, not for sale. I'll make that perfectly clear. So, and I'm breaking one of my own kind of rules here, and I'm actually going to play a track from my own band because we play some Zappa. There's not that many string bands playing Frank Zappa. And then we're going to play a track from a group from New York City called Astrograss. And the guitarist, Jordan from Astrograss, also plays keyboards in a group called Project Object, which is one of the country's kind of premier Zappa tribute bands, although they are unsanctioned by the Zappa Family Trust. Only, actually, Zappa Plays Zappa, who you are going to win tickets to if you call in with the correct answer. I think they're the only sanctioned people who are playing his music. And they happen to feature Dweezil Zappa, his son. So here is the question, and then we'll get on with the music. In 1965, in March of 1965, Frank Zappa was arrested. And I want you to call and tell me what it was that he was arrested for.
Oh.
You don't get to call. So while we're waiting for that, let's hear first a cover of a song of his from the album We're Only in It for the Money. And it's Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance, and then we'll hear one of his kind of doo-wop ones, Doreen, as done by Astrograss. So again, 1965, Frank Zappa was arrested. Give us a call, 804-649-9737, and tell me what he was arrested for, and you win two tickets to the show on Thursday.
Please, darling, let me love you tonight, and it'll be all.
congratulations to Matt Zoller for winning those tickets. And just very briefly, in March of 1965, the Vice Squad of Los Angeles approached Frank Zappa to make a tape recording for a stag party, which I guess they had back then. After he made it, which was basically kind of simulated sex sounds on a tape with a woman, they arrested him for it. And then it later was thrown out of court. But there it was. And so congratulations to Matt Zoller. He wins tickets to see Zappa Play Zappa this Thursday night at the Hat Factory. Sorry to all those who called in with the correct answers who didn't win. But it's nice to know that there are so many people listening to this program and also so many people that love Frank Zappa. And I would recommend going to that show anyway because it's going to be great. So let's take it back. Let's take it back, shall we, Otto?
We'll put it in the pocket here. We're going to play a track here from Travis and Trevor Stewart, who actually been playing with Martha Scanlon of late. Josh, when your band was over in England, right? You played some with Martha. Was Travis and Trevor?
She was just there by herself. But it's cheaper to travel by yourself. But, yeah, she does play with them a significant amount.
Well, as you're going to hear, they're great musicians.
Yes, and here they are. This is Edge of Americana. It still is Edge of Americana.
Tomorrow's in the bone. The devil's on the hillside. Don't you hear him groan? Turkey
playing seven up on the melon vine. Who's chewing tobacco and the duck is drinking wine? Now who broke that lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on an outdoor? And I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on an outdoor?
Said the barnyard rooster to the barnyard hen. You told me a story and I know when. You said that Sally made her cake all dough. And never mind the weather so the wind don't blow. Now who broke that lock?
Well, I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen outdoor? And I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen outdoor?
Said the barnyard hen to the barnyard rooster. You can't hear near as well as you used to. I said that Sally had a dress so cute. We could trade her our feathers, get a nickel to boot. Now who broke that lock?
Well, I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen outdoor? And I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen outdoor?
This is WLBB Radio in Carrollton, Georgia, 1100 on your radio dial.
Ben, why you on that fiddle over there? James on the guitar, Joe on the other guitar, and I'm on the back. Let's get that old tune called Baby the New Ground.
Cry, oh. baker filled his crullers with all manner of debris. When they find that he can make it in a stable with a horse, they decide they've all been acted on by some malignant force. So they call upon a psychic to reveal the evil source. And they cry, oh, what's possessed the gentlefolk of Saxonburg, Ohio? The sheriff swings his club and the spell is broken down. Then they beat him and they slice him as he struggles in his chains. And the teacher lets the pupils stick their fingers in his brains. And they tinsel the gazebo with his skeletal remains.
Like a snake in the grass.
WRIRLP 97.3. You're listening to Edge of Americana. And what did we just hear, Otto?
That was a new release, brand new release by a band from New York, another New York band, called Eden and John's East River String Band. That's, of course, Spasm.
Yeah, so, which is also You Rascal You, pretty much, is what they're playing there. They have the for some reason, they've been blessed as being worthy of having R. Crumb artwork and having R. Crumb actually play on their first album. And R. Crumb, of course, is quite a collector of that kind of music. I don't see it myself.
Well, but, I actually kind of hear the R. Crumb thing going on there. I hear that kind of slightly amateurish take on old time there.
All right. We can agree to disagree.
As we often do.
And that before that was Al Duvall, another New Yorker with a Saxonburg, Ohio. And Al Duvall is a pretty another kind of acquired taste. I really enjoy it. He writes nothing but songs which all sound as though they could be Edward Gorey kind of pictures, really. Just weird and illicit activities going on in all of them. And before that, a really sweet version of Building the Low Ground from Uncle John Patterson with Ben Entrekin? Entrekin?
It works for me.
Yeah. And tell me about that one, Otto. It comes from a radio broadcast.
Yeah, this is a radio broadcast. I think it's another – is it another WLBB radio?
WLBB, yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of things actually off that radio broadcast. That station is pretty cool. It was a 250-watt station. In Carrollton, Georgia, I believe it is, Little Milltown, and it kind of was like their version of WRIR. It was everybody's local station, and lots of local musicians played on there, and this guy was one of those musicians that played.
And H.M. Barnes and his Blue Ridge Ramblers before that with Who Broke the Lock on the Hen House Door. I don't know. Do you know? And we started it with Trevor and Travis Stewart, or Travis and Trevor Stewart, doing Cotton Eye Joe, and that's where we are. It's 8:25 here on Edge of Americana. And we're just kind of rolling through a bunch of randomness. So we got this little this kind of juggy raggy thing going on here with the last two tracks, and we'll keep it going for one more before we do something else, I guess. And I'm gonna play you one of my favorite of the new bands, newish bands. Anyway, these guys actually aren't really together that much anymore, although they did just last year do a reunion show at a great festival in Portland, Oregon called Pickathon. And this is the Bad Livers from their kind of final studio release. The album's called Hogs on the Highway. It was on Sugar Hill. And this is a track called Shuffling to Memphis. Give us a call, 649-9737, or you can go online to WRIR.org to see the playlist and also to download the podcast. And I've been kind of slack, but I will get last week's podcast up on WRIR.org probably tomorrow morning. And I'll put this one up as well. So here we go. This is the Bad Livers.
Hotel room, and I got a ticket in my hand. out of your own. Cause you've been so mean, and I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. We've lived together for a long, long time, but your kind of love ain't the same as mine. So I'm gonna leave all of these troubles behind. I'm gonna roll my boat down another stream. You can paddle your own, cause you've been so mean, and I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. You had your day, and now I'm looking for mine. You got your pay, the papers are signed. So goodbye, dear, I feel a nibble on another line. Roll my boat down another stream. You can paddle your own, cause you've been so mean, and I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. You acted like an angel in disguise, but it didn't take long to open up my eyes. So I'm gonna keep it going, sweet baby, where my future lies. I'm gonna roll my boat down another stream. You can paddle your own, cause you've been so mean. I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. I'll keep drifting down the river dreaming brand new dreams. I'm gonna roll my boat.
What will you get the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you will have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org.
Slightly unbalanced, an exhibition of art focused on a range of psychological tendencies, including anxiety, obsessive behavior, depression, and narcissism, is on view at the University of Richmond, Joel and Lila Harnett Museum of Art, January 26th to March 4th. The exhibition features work by 20 nationally and internationally known artists, such as Louise Bourgeois, Sophia Calais, Mike Kelly, Bruce Nauman, Tony Ursler, and Cindy Sherman. For an exhibitionist information, museum hours, and directions, visit museums.richmond.edu or call 804-289-8276. And this is The Age of Americana, and your host, Otto.
And my name is Josh Behrman. And we just heard the Brother Boys with Going to Row My Boat from their album Plow. It's another one from those Johnson City Boys.
Yeah, on Sugar Hill.
And before that, also on Sugar Hill, was the Bad Livers with Shuffling to Memphis. And that brother duet, or at least the, you know, a brother duet, it doesn't actually have to be brothers, but that sounded like brother duets to me. And so let's hear another brother duet. Here's the Blue Sky Boys doing I Wish I'd Never Seen Sunshine. This one's not quite as happy, I wouldn't say.
The number we have coming up for you next, friends, is one that I'll bet a lot of you old-timers remember. I Wish I'd Never Seen Sunshine.
Disappointed in love, I'm so lonely and blue. Wish I had never met you. The plans that I made have all vanished away since you have proven untrue. I wish I had never seen sunshine. Wish I had never been blue. Wish I had died as a baby, and then I'd have we once were so happy, our future so bright. Oh, what a change time will bring. Now that I can't love you and still call you mine, I'd rather not hear your name. I wish I had never seen sunshine, wish I had never been blue, wish I had died as a baby, and then I'd have never known you. Now you have our baby and I'm all alone. That's why I'm lonely and blue. Don't teach her to hate me, whatever you do. Tell her that I love her too. I wish I had never seen sunshine. Wish I had never been I had died as a baby, and then I'd have never known you.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Want to find out the real truth about how business is impacting government policy, leaving mortgage holders in the cold, or deceiving the public by their green policies? Listen to our weekly program where we bring you in-depth interviews with analysts like Michael Mandel, senior economist for Business Week, advocates like Pulitzer Prize-winning author Nicholas Kristof, and activists such as Naomi Klein. In fact, Business Matters listeners often find out what's happening weeks before it hits national news. We make sure you aren't surprised by what's going on so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org. You can also find out more about our program by visiting our website, businessmatters.net.
It seems like we're sticking with D here. We'll do a little horn, well, an old hornpipe here called Ricketts Hornpipe.
Pretty one right there. That was Samantha Baumgartner, Nee Biddix, born in 1878 in Dillsborough, North Carolina, on Halloween, no less, and she was a singer, first recording in 1924. So actually, quite late, not quite late in life. She lived into the 1960s, but later in life. Anyway, she was already, I can do the math on this, she was 46 years old when she made that recording right there. That was actually April 23rd, 1924. And it's really pretty, called Worried Blues. Sounds a lot like Worried Man Blues.
That was lovely, Josh. That was really nice.
Yeah. And before that, who did we hear?
We had John Ashby and the Free State Ramblers.
Can you very quickly tell me what the Free State Ramblers were out of? This is a good story.
This is pretty neat. There's a Richmond connection here. John Ashby is from Warrington, Virginia. And in 1806, a 12-mile square section of Warrington tried to secede from the United States. This 12-mile area apparently was owned by our own Chief Justice John Marshall, who was charging the residents taxes and rent. And they didn't want to pay it no more. And so they tried to succeed. I suspect they lost that.
Yeah, probably so. And the Blue Sky Boys before that with I Wish I'd Never Seen Sunshine, which is just lovely, lovely brother harmonies there from a Copper Creek recording called Farm and Funtime Favorites. And it's 8:44 and you're on Edge of Americana, and we're just kind of plugging away at this mixed bag of stuff that we've got here, and we're just going to keep doing it for the next 15 minutes until the Lee Show. So what do we have coming up, Otto?
This is a track off an E.C. Ball compilation, and on here, among other people singing, is the famous Jolie Holland, and it's very pretty. It's kind of in the spirit of what Josh was just playing a second ago. It's called Fathers Have a Home, Sweet Home.
Fathers have a home, sweet home. Fathers have a home, sweet home. Fathers have a home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home. Mothers have a home, sweet home. Mothers have a home, sweet home. Mothers have a home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home. Brothers have a home, sweet home. Brothers have a home, sweet home. Brothers have a home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Beautiful home, sweet home. Lord, I want to join the angels' beautiful home.
Against thee. don't you believe them, for they're lies.
No, 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 we ain't doing that. Well, are we ready? Okay, hey, that happens sometimes, folks. We start talking, start listening to the music. You can't listen to the music when you're a DJ. All right, and here it is.
Come a-trippling through the plain. The fire miss a rose she drew on her clothes, far to welcome her old true lover in. Far to welcome her old true lover in. My pretty little chicken, my pretty crowing chicken, don't you crow before day. I'll make you the wings of the beaten yellow gold, and your comb of the silver so gay, gay, gay. And your comb of the silver so gay. Chicken proved false-hearted and crowed 1 hour too soon. She sent her lover away before it had come day, and he traveled by the light of the moon, moon, moon. And he traveled by the light of the moon. She saddled up her milk-white steed, all that sold her dapple gray, and she rode through the dark wilderness at the end of a long summer day, 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 at the end of a long summer day. Sweet turtle dove, when shall I see you again? When the moon and the stars enter into yonder green, and the sky shall shed no more rain, rain, rain. And the sky shall shed no more rain.
Frank Proffitt there playing playing Pretty Crowing Chicken from the album High Atmosphere, which is from John Cohen's collections. And that's a really just a lovely banjo song there. And before that, a band I'd never heard of before.
The White Ghost Shivers out of Austin, Texas, I believe, doing... What was that called? It's not cocaine.
That was Tell It to Me.
Tell It to Me.
But it's
is
called,
what they
people
call it.
Call it Cocaine Blues.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of different names there.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Bluegrass Reunion, which featured Red Allen singing and David Grisman on the mandolin, Herb Peterson playing the banjo, and Jim Buchanan from Jim and Jesse on the fiddle, and Jim Kerwin on the bass. And that's a David Grisman recording. Yeah, called Bluegrass Reunion, which is just really just solid, straight-ahead bluegrass music. And is that where we started it? No, the Jan Bell, Jolie Holland, and Samantha
right.
Parton.
Fathers Have a Home, Sweet Home off the Face of Frowning World and E.C. Ball Memorial album on Tompkins Square was our opener in that little piece
indeed.
Of music there.
And so we're done and almost done. We got one more for you, and then Lee is here with the Lee Show. So we'll go out with a little bit more banjo music. This is Esker Hutchins doing Mississippi Sawyer. And you've been listening to Edge of Americana. Come on back next Tuesday.
On WRIR LP FM 97.3 Richmond.